to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of InspirationalHomeschooling.com. I'm speaking with Carolyn Martin, and she is the Czech Director of Government Relations. We're talking about parental concerns. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center, for bringing this show to you. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to the show, Carolyn.
Thanks for having me, Yvonne.
Great to have you back. Carolyn, for those who haven't heard some of our past conversations, can you share what your job entails for Christian Home Educators of Colorado?
Sure. I watch legislation and rulemaking. So I'm up at the Capitol in Denver, watching what they're doing with our laws, and then once they pass laws, looking at rules around the issues of parental rights, religious liberty, and home education.
Oh, and I thank you so much for doing that for us. It's such an important job.
Thank you.
According to a survey conducted by the National Home Education Research Institute, the top reasons families choose homeschooling are concerns about school environment at 74%, to provide moral instruction at 68%, and unhappiness with academic instruction in public schools at 64%. Recently, a sixth grade student voiced her concerns to a school board. Can you share what her concern was and what the school board is doing about it?
Yeah, sure. There was a student in Monument Academy who was a boy and was identifying as a girl. And so he was using the girls' bathroom. And some of the girls in the other girls in the school didn't feel really safe. And actually, let me read a quote from her. She went before the school board, the Monument Academy school board, and she said, "Why should I have to feel insecure in the bathroom, or I should feel unsafe to change and use it? I shouldn't, because you proclaimed you would protect every student, which means me as well." And that's really the crux of the problem. What Monument Academy board, the school board, did was they issued a proclamation. But a proclamation is just, hey, this is what we believe as a board. It didn't impact policy. And so she came before them and said, hey, it's nice that you proclaim this, but really, what are you going to do to keep me safe? Mm-hmm. Because I don't feel safe going to the bathroom or using the locker room with this guy in there who's saying he's a girl. Mm-hmm. And we've seen across the nation girls getting assaulted in bathrooms. Oh. So they decided after this meeting that they would issue a resolution, which is a little bit stronger than a proclamation, but still, it doesn't change policy. Mm. So right now, they're actually looking at implementing a policy. My concern around that is it's not going to be strong enough. What it's going to do, I think, from looking at the resolution, it says that the boy can use the girl's restroom, but if a girl wants to go into the bathroom, she can ask a teacher to go in and look and see, is there a boy in there? Mm-hmm. Then go ahead and use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes the normal girls feel a little unusual. They're not mm-hmm. normal anymore. It's normal that the boy goes in and uses the girl's restroom, right? Mm-hmm. There's no consequence for him using it. There's a consequence for them wanting to use their assigned bathroom. So I think it's going to be a problem. It's not a solution. So the parents really need to push for a better solution.
Yeah.
For this.
Yeah. It seems like there has to be some kind of a solution around this. Yeah. For
absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. So when we allow our children to be in the care of others, we trust them, right? So parents are becoming more and more concerned about not knowing what their children are being exposed to when they are not present. Are some schools encouraging kids to keep secrets from parents?
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely they are. There's been several things happening at the legislature where they actually talk about, yes, it's okay for kids to keep secrets. But not only that, but the teachers are keeping secrets. Like in Jefferson County, there's been this exposure around teachers actually saying, yeah, we're keeping secrets from kids. From parents about their kids, around these preferred names, around this gender identity stuff, because they believe, the legislature actually believes that parents are detrimental to the well-being of their children. Mm. And I think that's what's going on with the schools too. They think that parents don't accept these gender, new gender identities, and that's harmful to the kids. So they're keeping secrets from parents.
Oh, that just breaks my heart because as a parent, I want to know what's going on with my children. And if I know what's going on with my children, then I can help them. But if I don't know what's going on, I can't address anything with them. I can't help them. So it just kind of ties my hands.
Exactly. And it's parents that really are the support system for their kids. The teacher's not going to be there. One grade, you might have the same teacher. That's it. Who will be there to support these kids? The parents. So leaving parents out is just wrong.
Oh, yeah, it just breaks my heart. So then, schools, it sounds like schools might not be transparent as well with these parents and what is happening with their kids while they're at school. So if they learn about something, it sounds like even if they're telling the kids to keep the secrets, they're also keeping those
Absolutely.
secrets. Okay, do you have any specific examples of that?
Yes. In the Pujay School District, there is a mom who found out about her daughter being asked to go to an art club meeting after school. Like, she's really an artsy girl and loves art, and her art teacher said, "Hey, come to this art club." So she did. Well, come to find out, it wasn't an art club at all. It was all about gender identity. And so during this art club, supposed art club, they talked all about gender and told pretty much every girl in there that they were queer and that they needed to probably explore their gender identity. And it probably wasn't a girl. You're probably not really a girl. So this girl was came home very confused, became depressed, eventually suicidal. Her mom, they told the teacher told them, "You don't have to tell your parents. They're not safe. So here's how we're going to communicate with you. Here's an app we're going to set up. You just talk to us. We'll help you." And the daughter did not keep the secret. She told her parents,
I'm so
thankfully.
thankful. Yeah.
But even through that process, she found out a lot of other systems within our culture that don't support parents, like doctors. She took her daughter to a doctor. She was really depressed. "I'm going to take her to the doctor. That's where you think you're going to get answers." Well, the doctor separated them and talked to her daughter and actually prescribed psychotropic drugs to her and was almost threatening, "If you don't let her take these, then I will report you to CPS." The school was getting ready to report her to CPS for not affirming this gender transition when she knew her daughter was just dealing with some confused thinking. And so eventually she was able to get her the help she needed. But I do want to let you know that she's come out with a movie. They're actually suing a bunch of the parents in the Pujay School District are suing the district over what happened there. But there's a movie that's coming out. It's called Art Club Movie. And it's artclubmovie.com. You go there, you can see the trailer, and it should be coming out soon. You can see the full thing.
Well, it's so good for parents to really be awakened to what is going on because we do want to know what is going on with our children. Again, we can't help them if we don't know what's going on. And when we
Right.
see our children like get into the depression, I mean, it's so concerning. We don't want to lose these guys.
No,
Oh, it
not at
just breaks
all.
my heart. So is there legislation in place or any upcoming bill proposal that support keeping that information from parents about their own children?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the legislature never sleeps. It's not a full-time legislature that we have. Our Constitution says that they will meet for 120 calendar days, and that's it. They're supposed to be a part-time legislature. Go home, do your regular job, then come back for these 120 days, and then, make laws. But what has happened over the years is they have these what's called interim committees. So several of the different legislators sit on these interim committees. One of them they developed is called the Colorado Youth Advisory Council Review Committee. Long name to say this is youth really making advising legislators on how to make law for them. So this youth council meets and they figure out what kind of laws do we want as youth. And so one of the ones they brought forward is about change, this whole thing about name changes in the schools. And so what this bill that they brought forward would do is say, you teachers, you personnel in the school, you must use our preferred name and pronouns. You must use them. And you have to put them in unofficial records, which means they're not accessible to parents. In addition to that, it created this task force that's going to come up with policies. It's going to spread across all of the school districts, all 178 within Colorado, to tell them what policies they need to implement so that it keeps it secret from parents, right? Wow. All this stuff is going to be kept secret from parents. And who sits on this task force? No parents.
Oh.
All school officials.
Wow. That is something to really think about. Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. I really thank you for bringing some of these issues to light. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I am speaking with Carolyn Martin. We are talking about the legislation, some of the different concerns that parents have. So, Carolyn, I know we were talking about the issue with the young lady in Monument and how she didn't feel safe in the bathroom. And I was just thinking about that solution. And I'm like, well, why don't they just have a separate bathroom for that, you know, either a boy or a girl could use, but it's just a single stall. It's just their own bathroom.
Yes, you would think that would be a solution, but no, not in Colorado. That won't work. In 2008, see, what we have what's called the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act. That goes way back to the 1800s, right? It said, hey, these are some people who are being discriminated against for their race, for their color, for their creed, for their age. We want to make sure they don't get discriminated against. Well, in 2008, they added sexual orientation to that. Part of that meant you can't discriminate against, and they added in this whole gender and everything to it, right? But in 2021, they actually put it into law. Gender identity and gender expression are another one of those protected classes, we call them. And so in 2008, there was actually a case that came before the Civil Rights Commission, which oversees CADA. And this little boy who was becoming a girl in kindergarten, this little boy started this. That's fine. In kindergarten, you only have single stalls, right? I don't know if you remember kindergarten classrooms, but it's one stall for every class, right? One room, bathroom for every class. That was fine. But when he transitioned to be in first grade, he said, nope, I want to use the girls' bathroom. And so it went before the Civil Rights Commission, and the Civil Rights Commission said, you got to let them use the girls' bathroom. So the school backed off. It was going to cost a lot of money for them to adjudicate this if they kept going forward. So they said, nope, okay, fine, we'll do that. So no one has challenged this law since then. That's why we need Monument Academy really to have a policy that says exactly what you're saying so that it can be adjudicated. Why? Because we, people of faith, people who believe that God created male and female, should not have to violate our conscience to live and work in Colorado. So anyway, that's where we're headed. We're headed to this head-on battle between, to me, conscience rights and then these special protected class rights, which I think has gone well beyond what the intent was when they were first created.
Yeah, that makes sense. So let's reflect on the book of Daniel in the Bible, since we're kind of talking about faith. And King Nebuchadnezzar, he's known as the greatest king of the Chaldean dynasty of Babylonia. He conquered Syria and Palestine and made Babylon a splendid city. He destroyed the Temple of Jerusalem and initiated the Babylon captivity of the Jewish population. So when Babylon was surrounded Israel, King Nebuchadnezzar ordered the chief of his officials to capture some sons of Israel with specifically desired qualities, including high learning capabilities and excellent physical fitness. They were to be fed with the king's choice food, given wine, and taught literature and language of the Chaldeans. And these Chaldeans of that time are known for astrology and witchcraft. So after 3 years of this education and just like having them re-educated differently from what their values were, they were to enter the king's personal service. So among them were four, 14-year-old boys, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The commander of the officials assigned new names to them. Daniel meant God is my judge. He was named Belteshazzar, which meant Lady Protect the King. Hananiah was God is gracious, and he was renamed Shadrach, who was follow the goddess Aku's commands. Mishael, there is no other like God. He was renamed Meshach, I am of little account. And then Azariah, the Lord is my help, was renamed Abednego. He is the servant of Nebo, the god of fire. So their old names had meanings connected to their faith in God, and their new names challenged their physical, emotional, and spiritual identities, targeting their confidence and conviction and steering them toward confusion. The world would now call them everything but who God said they were. So does this remind you of what is happening today?
Yes, it does, definitely. Some of these things that we were just talking about, the discrimination stuff that we're coming against, which really is there to try to transform our minds. They were trying to change them from who they were, right? Their faith that they believed in into the faith that they're. That's what the school systems are doing today, to the faith that the state wants them to have today. The whole idea of Marxism, the whole idea of social justice, critical theory, the social emotional learning, all of that stuff is to push toward this new faith where God is being replaced, right, by the state, by themselves. They're a God unto themselves. That's kind of where they're all going. And so there was a bill that talked about that will kind of force this on the kids. It says, and really the whole society when you look at it, right? It says any unwelcome verbal conduct, that's discrimination. You're discriminating if there's anything unwelcome that you say to someone because of their protected class. We were talking about those protected classes. And so anything that you would want to say in regard to what someone else is doing that has to do with that protected class, you aren't able to say it. And actually during the legislation that came up this year, there was a mom who testified and she said her son in school is constantly self-censoring, not because he's withholding hateful comments, but because he doesn't share their ideology or life choices. We can't speak our conscience anymore in this culture. And that bill was not just for schools, and we're talking kindergartners through 12th grade, but it's for every employment place of employment as well. Wow. You cannot speak anything that's considered unwelcome by a protected class.
Yeah.
That means truth can't go forward.
Yeah.
That
true.
Means, I mean, Daniel, he did what he did, right? Because he was following God's law. But could he speak that to the king necessarily? I don't know. I mean, we're getting to this place where we can't speak. And I have this quote here from Benjamin Franklin I wanted to let you know about. In those wretched countries where a man cannot call his tongue his own, oh boy, we're becoming that wretched country, he can scarce call anything his own, anything. Whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freeness of speech, a thing terrible to public traitors. We're in that time where we're being silenced because we don't believe their God in their God.
Yeah, that is a really good point. So, if we go back to Daniel, he had convictions causing him to not conform to what everybody else was doing. He didn't drink the wine or eat the king's choice food, and then really wanted to eat the vegetables and everything because, I mean, that was uncomfortable, unpopular, inconvenient. And really in Romans 12:2, we're reminded to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of our mind, by testing that we may discern what the will of God is and what is good and acceptable and perfect. So I really think about this and I think, well, okay, the enemy of conviction is compromise. When we make accommodations, we try to please people and elevating others' values, philosophies, and ideologies above God's word. And the other reality is that children rely on us for guidance. So ultimately, we as parents are responsible for our children, whether it be safety, health, or education. How can we keep our kids safe?
Well, of course, Yvonne, you know I'm going to say you need to homeschool your kids, but
yeah.
that's not enough. I mean, homeschooling
yeah.
is important because you can transfer your values to your kids that way. In other words, you're not always having to contradict what they're getting 7 hours a day in the school system. So you get to control what's going in and present things in a manner that they can see all sides, but know what is true. They
right.
can still have that conviction. But that's not the only thing. I mean, you've got media out there. You've got to be dealing with these things. You also, I like what Bill Jack always talks about. We are Christian warriors. So we've got to train them up to be warriors in this culture, because it's going to come to the point where you will have to choose. You obey God or you obey man. These laws they're creating go against God. We should not be following them. But it takes courage and boldness and conviction to say, no, I'm not following that law because it's ungodly. That's it. Bottom line. Can we do that? Can your listeners, can they do that? Have they got to the point? I was talking to some high school homeschoolers. They said, hey, is homeschooling going to be around for my kids? I'm like, oh, awesome. You want to homeschool your kids?
Yeah.
I said, I don't know. I
yeah.
said, you have to get in your mind now. You're going to obey God and not man, because
right.
it's going to come to that point again. We had that situation in the 1980s before the homeschool law came into existence, and it's going to come again.
Yeah, we're going to have
so
to fight.
So be ready.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Carolyn, we are out of time, but I would love, you know, I love the insight that you gave us, the concerns for families today, but can you please just share where people can find you?
Oh, sure. So go to check.org, CHEC.org. I post a blog post there every once in a while, so you can check out that, but also check out coloradofreepress.com. I write some articles on there and you might find some insights.
Yeah.
There.
Wonderful. Thank you so much,
Thank
Carolyn.
You.
Thank you guys for joining us today. I was so glad that we could talk about some of these important parental concerns. I'm Yvonne Strawn, your host on the Huntington Way Show, where we support you in educating your kids.